Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, September 27th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. The political divide between Governor Pawlenty and DFL lawmakers over transportation funding appears to be widening. Some Democrats called on Pawlenty Wednesday to fire Lieutenant Governor Carol Mulnow from her other job as State Transportation Commissioner. They say Mulnow has mismanaged the Minnesota Department of Transportation and lost public confidence since the 35W bridge collapse. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Pugmire reports.
A handful of DFL legislators stood near the Lafayette Bridge in downtown St. Paul to make their case for change at the Minnesota Department of Transportation. DFL Senator Steve Murphy of Red Wings said the rusted, worn-out bridge is much like the leadership at MnDOT.
The depth of ineptitude at the top of MnDOT has got to stop. We need someone in there that is a professional, that knows engineering, that knows transportation, and that is not Carol Mulnow.
As chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, Murphy has been bumping heads with Mulnow in her role as commissioner for 4 years. The Senate has yet to confirm Mulnow's appointment for the Pawlenty administration's second term. Murphy says the Senate declined to vote on her confirmation last session as a way to keep peace with Governor Pawlenty and try to pass a comprehensive transportation bill. But Murphy has grown increasingly frustrated with Pawlenty. The governor has vetoed two transportation bills in the last 3 years, and Pawlenty and DFL legislative leaders failed to reach agreement on dealing with transportation funding in a recent special session. Murphy says the governor has been in a state of denial since the 35W bridge collapse.
This adamant denial that we have a problem in the state of Minnesota with the administration at MnDOT is outrageous. The denial that we have a problem with our road, bridge, and transit infrastructure has got to stop.
If Governor Pawlenty doesn't fire Mulnow as commissioner, Murphy predicts the Minnesota Senate will vote down her confirmation within the first few days of the 2008 legislative session. DFL lawmakers are also calling for a thorough review of MnDOT management practices. Senator Kathy Saltzman of Woodbury says she's concerned that too many skilled engineers and other employees have left the department.
I believe that the top management of MnDOT needs to be reassessed. I believe that we need to look at cleaning house. And the most important thing that we need to do right now is make sure that we restore the trust and confidence of the public.
Neither the governor nor lieutenant governor were available for comment, but Governor Pawlenty's spokesman, Brian McClung, said Mulnow is not going anywhere.
Governor Pawlenty is not going to fire Lieutenant Governor Mulnow. We've heard these kinds of calls from Senator Murphy multiple times in the past, and we are hopeful that he'll be able to move beyond these personal attacks to work with us together to find a compromise, comprehensive transportation plan.
McClung said he wouldn't speculate on a possible Senate move in February to oust Mulnow. He says the more pressing matter for Murphy and other legislative leaders is to approve MnDOT's request for greater spending authority in connection with the 35W bridge reconstruction. That disagreement is expected to come to a head Monday when a special legislative panel takes up the matter. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Anti-war protesters disrupted the beginning of the St. Paul City Council meeting Wednesday. Minnesota Public Radio's Tony Randolph reports.
The protesters have been trying to get a permit to rally during the Republican National Convention next year, but so far have been unsuccessful. Deb Konichke with the Welfare Rights Committee says protesters have been told to wait another 6 months to apply for a permit. But she said protesters want the council to help them get a permit much sooner.
And we're requesting time now to speak to the city council. We have a message. We are not asking for a public hearing. We have two brief statements. We just want to address the city council about the important issue of getting permits for 2008.
Council President Kathy Lantry scolded the protesters for interrupting the meeting, but offered to meet with them later. I'm Tony Randolph, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
An attorney for Idaho Senator Larry Craig asked a Hennepin County judge to throw out the senator's guilty plea in connection with an arrest at the Minneapolis airport last June. Lawyer Billy Martin said Craig's actions did not constitute a crime and that therefore any guilty plea was invalid. Craig did not attend the hearing and stayed in Washington, D.C. Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Stowicki has more.
Senator Craig released a statement saying that the hearing in the Edina courthouse was a major step in the legal effort to clear his name. That statement came 2 hours after Craig's attorney asked Judge Charles Porter to withdraw the senator's guilty plea. Billy Martin said he had an uphill battle because pleas are supposed to be final. But he said Craig's actions simply did not constitute a crime. He said looking into a stall, foot and hand gestures aren't criminal. But the state's prosecutor, Chris Renz, told the judge that in combination, those actions do fit the crime of disorderly conduct. He said Craig peered into the stall for 2 minutes and repeatedly ran his hand under the stall divider. After the hearing, Billy Martin said Craig's actions simply weren't criminal.
The conduct of looking into a bathroom stall to see if there was anybody in there, of going to another stall, of tapping one's foot, while they may be consistent with what the officer says is behavior that he recognizes, Senator Larry Craig denies that he went into that restroom for anything other than to go to the restroom.
Speaking for the Metropolitan Airports Commission and Prosecutor Chris Renz, Pat Hogan said Craig unequivocally pleaded guilty to the crime of disorderly conduct and the plea should stand.
The plea was made voluntarily, accurately, and intelligently. In pleading guilty to the charge, the defendant knowingly accepted responsibility for his actions in a restroom at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
But regardless of the outcome, one political expert in Idaho says many of the state's residents are upset with Craig's judgment. Boise State professor James Weatherby says some Idahoans really don't care whether the judge throws out Craig's guilty plea.
He had 2 months to make a decision. He didn't consult an attorney. He's admitted in his pleading that he was in a state of fear and panic. And there are people who feel that a person who exhibits poor judgment like that and cowers against a charge like that should not serve in the United States Senate.
During the hearing, Judge Porter questioned defense attorney Billy Martin, even interrupted him at times. At one point, Martin said he wasn't asking the court to find Craig guilty or innocent, and Porter interjected that in Minnesota, defendants aren't guilty or innocent. They're guilty or not guilty. Florida, he said, finds people innocent. Porter took the issue under advisement and said that given his court schedule, he would not be able to rule until the end of next week. Senator Craig said earlier that he planned to resign September 30th, then left the door open to stay if he could successfully withdraw his plea. I'm Elizabeth Stowicki, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.